When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, June 6th. Jaguars assistant coaches, they met with the media yesterday, kind of had their media day, did the rounds with all the local media. I was not there yesterday. I had some stuff I had to take care of, get done. So these quotes that I'm picking up are from 1010XL and other local media outlets that were out there covering the Jaguars assistant coach kind of media day. As I mentioned, we're just going to run through some of the top takeaways I have. I think that there was a lot to glean from some of the things that were said by these assistant coaches. It wasn't just coach speak. It's going to be interesting to take a look at some of these things, but really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, help support the channel. You can also become a channel member, help support the channel a ton, help support what we're doing. So diving into this, the number one thing that I heard on the offensive side of the ball, and I was really excited to hear this from Phil Rauscher. I'll just go ahead and read off what he had to say about the run game, run blocking. He said, perception is normally reality, right? So let's get better at that. Let's get better at running. If we convert more third and ones, we're going to be a better football team. That goes into building an identity and not being a mixed bag of stuff and deciding we're just going to pound somebody 3 feet. So the biggest thing I took away from this, obviously the mentality, you want to have that we're just going to overpower you. We're going to get accomplished what we want to get done here. But the biggest thing, he said, you want to have an identity. You don't want to have a mixed bag of stuff. I think that was a big quote because I've been talking about this. The Jaguars, in my opinion, in the run game last year, they threw too much crap at the wall. They really did. With their run game calls, plays, there was too much diversity. I don't think they got good at any of it. So get good at a couple things in the run game. Establish an identity. As he said, don't just have a mixed bag of stuff. You don't need to have 20 different run plays, 20 different run calls to be successful. The best teams get good at something, and they say, you're not going to stop us. We're going to out-execute you when we do this. Maybe we'll muddy the picture a little bit. Maybe we will run the same play from different formations, several different formations. But we're going to go back to our identity. And that's what they need to do in key rushing situations, key rushing downs, third and short, right? You need to pick up a yard. You need to score a touchdown, whatever it may be. These short yardage runs, I think that's exactly what they need to do. And then generally speaking, I also want to see them get Travis Etienne outside more often. And that's not on short yardage. That's just generally speaking. But I loved hearing from Phil Rauscher that they want to establish an identity with what they're doing running the football versus having more of a mixed bag, which I think that they tried to go super diverse last year with their run game, and it ended up that they couldn't execute any of it at a high enough level consistently. So I'm excited about that. He also said that Cooper Hodges has been getting some center reps on top of the guard stuff. So that could be exciting, potential short-term depth, at center. If anything were to happen to Mitch Morris, obviously they have Luke Fortner. But if he's unable to play at a high enough level, you have other options in Tyler Shatley, maybe even Cooper Hodges. I think that could be exciting short-term depth and long-term. This is a player that it seems like the Jaguars are trying to groom and develop for potential starting role. And if he can play guard or center and potentially start at one of those spots, or at least be the key backup at those spots. That could be huge for, again, either the starting lineup or the depth long term. And Cooper Hodges as a late round pick, being able to potentially have that type of role would be a major win for the Jaguars. I was also, you know, excited to hear from Chad Hall, Jaguars wide receiver coach. Wanted to hear him talk about Gabe Davis, who he worked with in Buffalo, and also first round pick Brian Thomas Jr. Obviously, Hall said that, you know, Davis and Thomas are the two smartest rookie receivers that he has ever had, had in his coaching career. You know, he had Gabe Davis as a rookie in Buffalo. He also has Brian Thomas Jr. as a rookie here now. Talked about Thomas's speed, the fact that he can bend for such a big guy, that he has flexibility. He's super excited about Thomas. Said he tracks the ball well. He sees the ball downfield. He can chase it down. He has good flexibility where he can turn for back shoulder type throws. He continued on saying it's about developing the other parts of his game, the releases, the intermediate route running. And again, he said he likes to work, he likes to learn, he likes to get better, so he's been fun to coach. So this is a guy you consistently hear every Jaguars coach when they talk about Brian Thomas Jr. Obviously talk about the physical ability, but they talk about his mental ability, his desire to be coached, his desire to learn, and how quickly he picks up on things. That's a consistent through line from the entire Jaguars coaching staff, and that should get you fired up. And I think that's another reason they felt so comfortable taking him in the first round, as they thought that he would be able to learn the system quickly. And that's exactly what he's done, according to these coaches. And yeah, the sky is the limit from a physical standpoint. And he's also super excited about Gabe, said that he's been able to establish a leadership role already, despite not really being full go yet. He's been kind of limited doing individual drills, but not participating in the team portions of practice so far. I'm excited about both of these guys because both of them can stretch the field vertically in different ways, right? Gabe Davis isn't a speedster, but he does have good explosiveness, great size at 6'2", 220 pounds. He's explosive. He's got better quickness and agility that you would expect for somebody that size. And then we know Brian Thomas Jr., his unbelievable speed down the field. So yeah, I'm excited for those two guys to open it up for Trevor Lawrence to be more reliable deep threats, and then obviously help Christian Kirk and Evan Engram have some breathing room in the intermediate areas of the field and short. Talking about some of these defensive coaches, cornerbacks coach Corey Robinson, who was coached by Ryan Nielsen in college and worked with him on staff in New Orleans, and I loved to hear this. He said, "The only advantage we have on defense is fear." I thought that was a beautiful quote. And so he said, we attack everything like that. Workouts, meetings, practice, we're aggressive. We're going to come at you. We're going to hit you. And to say that the only advantage you have on defense is fear, you know, it's hard to disagree in a way, because the modern rules in the NFL are so slanted towards the offense. But if you can go out there and work your butt off and outwork the offense, and he talked about that as well. We'll get into a quote on that, and instill fear in the offense. That can be a major selling point and a tipping point in a game, right? I also loved what Corey Robinson had to say specifically about Ryan Nielsen and kind of his defensive approach. This is kind of a long quote. He said, "We're going to be a prepared defense. Ryan leaves no stone unturned. Countless hours of tape, film study, understanding the offensive systems in the league, the front, the coverages, they work together. He sees it from a very holistic standpoint. Even though he's a defensive line guy, he's had a lot of success there. The way he sees defense is front, is back to front, right? And that's odd for a defensive line guy, because he spent time learning defensive football and being able to teach defensive football." He went on to say, "Turn on the tape. A Ryan Nielsen-led defense is going to play harder for longer than their opponent."
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that's the thing of beauty. Like Ryan Nielsen, these guys are fired up to coach for him. The guys that have played for him, the guys that have coached with him, the guys that have been his equal, the guys that have been assistants on his staff, they're all really excited to be here and to work with Ryan Nielsen. And that's a consistent through line. And you've heard that not only from these guys, but everybody that Ryan Nielsen has worked with throughout his career. You also had Corey Robinson talking about Jarian Jones, said he's smart, cerebral, highly instinctive, strong football guy. Obviously, he has the speed. He says he understands the game, and he says on the field, he's a tremendous talent. He's got the intangibles to play the defensive back position. He said everything we saw on tape, I believe we've gotten that and more out of Jarian Jones so far. So it's not just all the media out there watching Jarian Jones at practice saying this guy's having a really good OTA. So far, the coaches, his position coach specifically, is noticing the work he's putting in. And Jarian Jones has looked fantastic so far. Really impressive for a rookie. Did hear from running backs coach Jerry Mack as well. He said Travis Etienne is a top five back in the league. High praise, very high praise. It's hard to argue from a talent standpoint that he's not. Like his ability to force missed tackles and to be a home run hitter, close to unparalleled in the league right now. Not many guys that can do it the way Travis Etienne does it, with the speed that he has, contact balance, creativity and space. So very exciting to see what Travis Etienne is going to be able to do in 2024 behind an improved offensive line. And Jerry Mack's also excited about Tank Bigsby. Said they hit the reset button with Tank. Tank was a guy that throughout high school, throughout college, he was always the guy. And he came in last year. Things didn't quite go his way. There were some unfortunate circumstances, right? Just a couple mistakes that ended up avalanching and being really unfortunate, massive mistakes that, you know, impacted ball games early in his career. But he said they hit the reset button with Tank Bigsby, that he is attacking every day as a guy who wants to get back to where he was, you know, in college. Throughout last year's offseason and training camp, Tank Bigsby looked fantastic. He's looked really good again here this offseason. So I think that he's a guy that has the talent. And I talked about him earlier today as a potential breakout candidate, not as a starter, but somebody who can just look much improved from what you saw their rookie year. And that's what they're trying to get out of him. I think that's what they will get out of him. Flipping back to the defensive side of the ball, Jeremy Garrett, he's really fired up about Devon Hamilton, said he's seeing the explosiveness, said he went back and watched all of his 2022 stuff. And when he was an assistant in Cleveland was the year Devon Hamilton actually came out. So he watched a lot of Devon in college at Ohio State, really liked him. So did I, by the way. Devon Hamilton, I had as an early second round grade when the Jaguars were able to select him in the third round of that draft. I was obviously, you know, through the roof, over the moon. So excited about that because he's a damn good football player, and you've seen that when he's healthy. And I think Jeremy Garrett's feeling like you're getting that Devon Hamilton back. Devon Hamilton's feeling that way. He's smart. He's fired up. He's thankful and wants to attack every day because, you know, this was almost taken away from him last year, and it was, you know, for a time. And it was a very scary time period for him when he had the health situation, the abscess on his back, but he's back. And a fully healthy Devon Hamilton that's ready to be the best he can be is amazing when you look at the fact that you have Arik Armstead, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Roy Robertson Harris, Mason Smith coming in, all these guys that have so much talent, and Devon Hamilton looking like the guy you saw before what happened last year would be massive for these Jacksonville Jaguars. Chris Richard, another one who coached with Ryan Nielsen in New Orleans, who's been one of the best defensive backs coaches in the league for a while. And Jeremy Garrett, by the way, he also was coached by Ryan Nielsen. couldn't be more complimentary of Ryan Nielsen as a defensive line coach. Consistently saying that Ryan Nielsen is one of the best in the country when it comes to defensive line. But Chris Richard, he's great to listen to. I encourage you to go check out the full interview for him. But he's a guy that talked about, I thought the most interesting thing he said, he talked about loyalty. And loyalty isn't being a yes man. It isn't agreeing with everything that your superior says. It's having the courage and knowing when to speak up when something's not happening correctly. And he said that's the standard that every coach has on this defense. And that's what loyalty really is. I thought hearing him talk about loyalty was pretty special. You can tell he's a really, really good leader. And I think that he's going to be like a great lieutenant type for this defense, for Ryan Nielsen. And I honestly love this coaching staff. I think it's going to be a really good group. I've liked the offensive coaching staff. And, you know, we've talked about the offensive line not getting the job done last year. I think they were better in 2022 overall than they were in 2023. Last year was a rough season. Obviously, you had a right tackle starting that's a rookie who was really good in pass protection, was dealing with a shoulder injury, had a ways to go as a run blocker. You had Luke Fortner, who did not take a step forward. In fact, he took a step backwards at center. You had a revolving door on the left side of the offensive line. And so all this to say, I think Phil Rauscher is a very good offensive line coach. I think he's detail-oriented. I think he's focused. I think he's smart. I think he knows how to communicate. And so I think you're going to see a much better group on the offensive line this year, assuming that they can have a little bit more luck with injury, right? You know, Mike McCoy is a very good quarterback coach. I think Press Taylor got a really raw deal last year with the way the injuries ended up working out. And it was very difficult for the offense to execute overall. I think they have a very good offensive staff, but honestly, I think the biggest difference here is the defense. Ryan Nielsen versus Mike Caldwell and Ryan Nielsen's staff. I don't think that Caldwell had a bad staff, but I think that Ryan Nielsen just knows how to get it done in the NFL. He has done this at a high level and multiple stops, co-defensive coordinator in New Orleans, defensive coordinator last year in Atlanta, great results. He's detail-oriented, he's focused, he's hardworking, he is proven, and he wants to attack. And that should get Jaguars fans fired up. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about these Jaguars assistants in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Get access to some cool perks. Links in the description below. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.